Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Barbecue Shop Talk right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. I'll give you a call-in number tonight. We have a busy show, but if you have a chance to call in, we'd love to talk to you. The number is 347-202-0263. If I said that a little too fast, I'll slow it down. 347-202-0263. You can always catch us on BarbecueShopTalk.com, and if you go to Facebook, hit Barbecue Shop Talk, you'll find us there. Go and like us. Tell all your friends about us as well, and leave a question there. We'll try to answer it on air. If we don't get to it, we'll respond and try to have your question on air next week. We have three guests joining us tonight, and once we get going here, Smoking Stacks will be the first up, Jeff Smith. He's out of Aiken, South Carolina. Second up, we'll have Jackie Moore with the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. And lastly on the show tonight, we'll have Kevin Sanders. He's a private chef, and he'll be doing something for us on a regular basis here, and Tim will be interviewing him at the end. First, I'd like to mention our sponsor tonight, Corbett's Meat Market over in Casey, South Carolina. In fact, he's at 1738 Airport Boulevard. Again, it's Bryce Corbett's Meat Market. He has three specials he wanted me to tell you about tonight. Frozen ribeyes for $4.99. He has ground chuck, 80/20 for $15.95. That's a 5-pound bag. He grounds everything in the store. And then he has a special on leg quarters this week, 40 pounds for $35. Tim, I think everything's going well down in your neck of the woods. I hope you're not getting rained on.
Yep, actually getting poured down. So we had a couple of tornado warnings too, but nothing stops the fastest half hour in barbecue. Welcome, folks, tonight. Take a look at the contest calendar coming up on the South Carolina Barbecue Association Trail. We have the Butts and Bluegrass Festival coming up in Clover, South Carolina next weekend. JT's Barbecue will be out there cooking, so please come by our site and give us a warm hello. I'll pull up a chair. We'll talk for a little bit. On the SBN side, don't forget the Beach Boogie Barbecue coming up in Myrtle Beach next weekend as well. A little later down the month, look at Lake City, the 14th and 15th on the SCBA side, and then the Senate Inn, Smoke on the Water on the 21st, 22nd. On the SWBA side. So we're looking forward to those events. We'll be out there in Lake City and at the Smoke on the Water in Senate Inn. So come by and say hello to JT's Barbecue and also Q for you. I want to say a special hello to Judy in North Charleston, who just hit me on Facebook. She's out here listening. So we appreciate her tuning in. And that looks like that's the calendar for the upcoming weeks.
Well, I know you got Tim. Tim, we have Smoking Stacks called in, Jeff Smith. He's ready for his interview for you. I know you've got some stuff to talk about from last week with the class and some of their wins coming up, so I'm going to let you have at it.
Sounds great. Jeff, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jeff. Folks, if you're listening, we're talking with Jeff Smith, head pitmaster of Smoking Stacks Barbecue, and I had the pleasure of cooking with Jeff last weekend at the Carolina Outdoor Cooking School and was thoroughly impressed with their setup. Thoroughly impressed with their technique and also their instruction. And, folks, if you missed that class, I tell you, you really missed a lot because Jeff has won six first-place competitions this year and is recently the winner of the grand champion out at the Buy Low Barbecue Cook-Off in beautiful Piedmont, South Carolina. So, Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. You know, we've been blessed this year. We've done really well. I never thought at the beginning of the year that we would be sitting where we're at today. We're tied for second place in the South Carolina Barbecue Association with Brian and his team. And, we've had a good ride so far. And we're looking forward to the second half of the season. And I hope that everything carries on as well as it did in the first half.
Well, having the opportunity to sample your food, I can tell you right now without a doubt, I'm sure it will. Folks, if you get to see Jeff out of the competitions, please come up to the Smoking Stacks cook site. He is the only South Carolina authorized dealer for backwoods smokers and we got to see those smokers in action last weekend, and I'm telling you, thoroughly impressed. It was with those gurus and the way you guys had it set up, it was a set it forget it operation. I mean, it turned out some of the best barbecue, the best chicken, and best ribs, I tell you, that I've had in a while. It was really impressive to see those Backwoods barbecue smokers at work.
Yeah, the Backwoods, they make a superior product. Before we went to the Backwoods, I was cooking on a homemade cooker, and, you know, I had pretty good success in some of the local contests, and, you know, we done well there, but had never really done well in the sanctioned events. Once we went to the Backwoods Smokers, things started to pick up. We started doing a little better. I went to Bryan and Garland School for the first time back in February, and that was just what the little edge I needed, a few questions I had that kind of got me over the hump, and within 2 weeks of going to their school, I won my first grand championship in a sanctioned event, and it's just been rolling ever since.
I tell you, it's always a pleasure to see folks go out there and just, you know, put their heart and soul in it and get rewarded, because I know you guys work really hard to get where you're at. So tell us a little bit about the Bilo Barbecue Cook-Off you guys recently took grand champion in. Up there, looking at the list of teams, there were some heavy hitters. A lot of the top five teams in the South Carolina Master Barbecue Award were there. So tell us a little bit about that contest.
Yeah, I mean, all the top teams were there. We even had some teams out of North Carolina, and I think there were some teams down out of Georgia also. And then we had some backyard guys. Had a couple guys there that it was their first event. One of the guys from, I think the name of his team was Fire Tower Barbecue. That was the first event he had ever cooked, and he placed fifth. So, you know, he done really well. As always, you know, we enjoyed being there with everybody and seeing all of our friends that travel with us, you know, week in and week out. And, you know, it was just a good cook. Everything went well. The weather was great. Didn't have a bigger turnout as far as the people coming by sampling barbecue, and I think that was because there was so much other stuff going on at that event. But as always, you know, our food was good. I was pleased with it from the time we got the meat. I was pleased with the product, and at the end of the cook, I was confident that we had turned out a good product, and the judges, you know, apparently they agreed with me.
Yeah, they sure did. Folks, I tell you, if you get a chance to see Jeff cooking, you really need to go out and check out those smokers. Where are you going to be at next? Are you going to be out at Clover next weekend?
Yeah, we're going to Clover. We're carrying a full schedule for the rest of the year. We'll be at every event with the exception of the events that, you know, have double weekends. But, you know, Clover, then Lake City. I forget what else is on there, but, you know, we're going to carry a full schedule for the rest of the year. And looking at the weather forecast, this thing in Clover, we may be going to get wet because that hurricane is going to be coming right up the coast, I think.
I hope not. I tell you, it's my first competition back after a little time off, so it would turn out to be a wet one probably. Well, Jeff,
yeah,
I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. I would like to thank my sponsors. One of my big sponsors is Smoking Coals, Mark Busby out of Columbia there. You know, I appreciate everything he's done. And then, you know, our Backwoods support that we get from Backwoods Smokers. They've helped us out a lot this year, too.
Well, I tell you, I couldn't agree with you more, especially on the Smoking Coals sauce. Use it myself. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and couldn't call in. What we'd like to do is start a segment where we, based on one of your ideas, have the winner of every contest call in on the Thursday following their win. So we look forward to hearing from you a lot more this year, and we appreciate you calling in.
I hope I get to make a few more of them calls this year. Good talking to y'all.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's always good to talk to Jeff, and I can tell you that, excuse me, we're excited to be a little part of their season this year with the sauces and some rubs, and I know they're going to Las Vegas for the World Food Championships in November, and we're looking forward to see how well they do out there. Hopefully we get a call from Vegas that they won. Tim, we've got a caller calling in real quick, 6743. Are you on? Hello? Well, we're going to drop them off the line. Sound like they had the radio a little too loud. We're going to go to Jackie Moore next. She's with the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. She's the director of South Carolina Specialty Foods, and I'm happy that she took a little bit of time out of her very busy schedule to call in tonight. Jackie, how's everything up your way?
It is wonderful. It is great to be here, too. I appreciate you having me in to talk about the South Carolina Specialty Food Association.
It's always great to have you on. You're the old pro at it. I shouldn't say, oh, you're the pro at it, because you're on Making It Grow, and you represent a lot of the South Carolina Specialty Foods members there. Have them on every Tuesday night. For those that are not familiar with the show, could you tell us a little bit about Making It Grow? And I have a special episode coming up here in a few weeks, too.
Well, Making It Grow is a wonderful program on ETV every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and it's just for, I mean, it's just a great South Carolina show for, you think Making It Grow is with plants. But it also deals with all agriculture products, and especially foods, all agriculture products that have been value-added. So it starts out with an agriculture product, and then people add value to it, they process it, and it becomes your barbecue sauces, your coffees, your baked goods, your condiments. And Making It Grow has been wonderful featuring specialty foods in South Carolina. And I've been doing it for like 5 years, I think, and it's still hard for me, but it's getting easier, and it's a pleasure to be on the show. And I'm real excited that, next week will be at the Opera House in Sumter. It'll be a live show. It's always live on Tuesday nights. But this show, everybody can come and actually sit in the audience, which is, we normally don't have an audience. We're going to have door prizes, specialty food gift baskets, certified South Carolina shirts, all kinds of stuff to make it a fun evening. And then I did want to mention that on September 18th, we've noticed that Certified South Carolina has been here for 5 years, teaching people to buy certified South Carolina grown or produced products. Let's support the local entrepreneur. Let's support local. When you hear about E. coli from California, from buying stuff out of the state, you need to eat local. You won't have those problems. But a lot of people seem confused. So Ansley Turnblad, who is in charge of the Department of Agriculture of the Certified South Carolina product, Certified South Carolina Grown, and I will be on Making It Grow to kind of explain to people. They kind of get confused about it. So that'll be on September 18th on Making It Grow at 7 o'clock.
Well, I'm putting that on my calendar. I'm definitely going to watch it. And for those of you that have not watched the show, it is a lot of fun, and I was really surprised about how many people that I guess I wouldn't expect to watch it. I had a gentleman show up and said, I seen you on the show. He was a subcontractor, and I had no idea. He didn't look like a plant guy to me, but he's watched that show for years and years, and he had seen us on the show, and it was a lot of fun. Other than the part about being live and standing there for an hour,
yeah,
it was
nerve-wracking.
I'm going to tell you, you may not have noticed, but I was actually very nervous that night. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get through it until it actually got started.
I don't believe it.
we had a lot of fun. Got a lot of great calls on it, too, afterwards. So anybody out there who's not familiar with the show or hasn't seen it, I would encourage you to tune it in on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. Am I correct?
Yeah, ETV, whichever your ETV station comes in on, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you'd mentioned something about the South Carolina Specialty Foods and kind of told us how long it's been in business and the purpose of it, but can you tell me how many members you have in the association currently?
Well, I work for the Department of Agriculture. I'm a marketing specialist, and just one part of my job is working with the Specialty Food Association, but I have taken on this group. I love it. I've been there 5.5 years. We started with 60 members, companies, and now we have over 160. They've been in existence since 1994, but they are growing, and it's just a great way for these entrepreneurs to not only learn from each other, but we'll have events. The most important thing is we have events that will cost them next to nothing. If you want to go out and try and go to a big show and sell your products, get the buyers to learn about your product, it's very expensive. But as part of the Specialty Food Association, we'll get a booth together, which cuts the cost. And there's a lot of things coming up. And of course, you know, Mark, is coming up is the buyer's market, mm-hmm. which is a new thing we've done because a lot of our companies are small, but they want to get out in South Carolina. They don't care about having their product in New York or in California. They want to be in South Carolina. So the organization, we have a board of directors. I don't do all the work. I have a great board of directors that does a lot of the work. But we've decided last year to have a buyer's market. And all we do is we bring our specialty food companies, they set up a table, they have their products, they give out tastes. And we invite, this year, for this buyer's market, I've invited over 1,100 buyers from just South Carolina. Their grocery store, their chefs at restaurants, they are, the small gourmet shop, it's everything. We have invited them to come and try. And I've had more phone calls from buyers so excited to be able to come in one place, try all these products. And we have over 50 companies when we're setting up tables, and it's not just barbecue sauce, although I do say I have more barbecue members, which is wonderful. South Carolina is known for its barbecue, and we have all kinds. But there's jams, jellies, dips, spreads, condiments. I have a lot of tea and coffee, baked goods, desserts. We have chocolate company. We have popcorn company. All of them will be out showing the buyers what they have, and it's just a great, great part of being part of the Specialty Food Association. This doesn't happen anywhere else.
You know, we participated in our first buyer's market last year, and was actually out at the market last year.
Right.
And we had a great time, and we talked to people for almost 8 hours there. And for the folks that don't know, some of these folks are small businesses that just want a product in the store. But we talked with Cisco, Walmart was out there, so
yeah.
It's really quite a big deal that they put on here. And this year I'm excited for a couple other reasons, too, where it's being held at 302 Senate Street. You guys,
we love 302 Senate Street.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, tell us a little bit about Dupree's store and all. I know we have a product in there, and I'm actually helping them with a barbecue cook-off as well. We'll talk about it a little bit, but tell them about the store and everything there.
This, I'm just so proud of Dupree Percival. He is just a visionary, and he's so proud of the Certified South Carolina program. He met with me last spring and said, you know, I have a little building that I would love to have a store just for South Carolina products. So he now has, starting June 1st, had opened a store that has just South Carolina Specialty Food Association product. So you go in there, you know that it's a South Carolina company, you know it's someone who really supports South Carolina and the Certified South Carolina program. And so he has this wonderful store that has everybody can have their products in there. We do have a lot of barbecue, but we have a lot of other products. He also makes gift baskets. His wonderful wife Gina is in there. And they'll make gift baskets so you can go in and get everything from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have added things that it's not just things you eat. He has wonderful paintings, jewelry, all local artists.
Mm-hmm.
So he really supports South Carolina. So if you want to go to a store that you can buy anything South Carolina, everything is from your neighbors. It is at 302 Senate Street. And like you said, there's a barbecue cook-off. Unfortunately,
yep.
I'll be out of town at one of my flower festivals that weekend. But, Mark, tell everybody about the cook-off.
You know, the cook-off is coming up September 21 and 22. And Tim Handy will actually be cooking there on a JT's Barbecue. Q for You will be out there. And we actually have 7 or 8 of the top 10 teams in the state of South Carolina currently coming there to cook. Friday night will be a wing thing. Plenty of wings to go around, and I mean in the thousands of wings. Then Friday will be a barbecue event that morning. He's got some music scheduled and a very exclusive pink elephant wine tasting at one area of the building. In fact, it's right there at the South Carolina Specialty Food Store that he has there. He'll also have some food out. He has a bar there that's going to be 100 foot long across the front deck. We're helping him in more so than we do with other events. Had an opportunity to really, we hit it off from day one. And he asked me to really help him get this organized the first year. He wants to do it right. Part of it will actually be on the river down there. We've had some teams setting up down there. And for those that are not familiar with the area, it's really basically in the shadow of the Gervais Street Bridge on the river and throughout the compound there, because Dupree has 4 different buildings there, wedding chapel,
and a concert hall. He has his store, and he has a building they do Sunday brunches on. So it's just it's a beautiful old facility there. The Ginyards used to own at one time. And it's just something, a real rustic feel among a lot of leafy pines and trees and so forth. And we enjoy the location. I enjoy just going down, sitting with him in the rocker and talking about the event. That's some highlights of my week when we have that opportunity. But I would encourage you to come by. It's going to be a big event. And anybody out there listening, we don't have any more room for cooks, so I can't invite you for that, but we can certainly invite everybody to come out and see everything. The trophies they're working on this week, and they're going to be amazing. And the event's just going to be a fun, fun event. But since you're going to be at a plant show that weekend.
I'm so jealous, Mark.
I know you do these.
You picked the wrong weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so
you picked
mad
the wrong
I can't
weekend.
Be there. No, my plant shows are scheduled years in advance. So, I am so sorry I'm not going to be there. You know how I'm a barbecue judge. You know how much I love barbecue.
I know.
And
so your husband will be there taking
yeah,
care of
him. Yeah, he'll be there. He'll have his Himalayan salt. So he'll be there. He sponsored a team today, actually. So he has joined the sponsorship of a team. So he's excited to be there. But yes, I will be in Greenville doing my job.
Well, the plant and flower festivals, you really need to tell us just a little bit about
them.
Yeah,
the plant and flower festivals are wonderful. It's the other I have, the food part of my job and the horticulture side. And I do coordinate the plant and flower festivals at the State Farmers Market in the spring and in the fall. They are at our three state farmers markets. A lot of people don't realize we have three state farmers markets. One is in Florence, the PV State Farmers Market. One is in Greenville. It's the Greenville State Farmers Market. And, of course, we all know about the new one in the Midlands in West Columbia on Charleston Highway. And I have three farmers markets. And the neat thing is, because I'm the coordinator, I encourage specialty food members to also participate. And so we have a great amount of specialty foods. And the thing about the public, they can come and taste these foods. And everybody likes to taste different foods. And at the Midlands Plant and Flower Show, we're going to have more foods with his salt. We're going to have Old Plantation with his syrup and his barbecue. Charleston Spice Company has wonderful spice mixtures. Busy Bee has his honey, you know, Canebrake with all their jams and jellies. So you can come and try all these products before you buy, and you don't have to buy. And so the flower festivals, they do have wonderful flowers and wonderful plants and anything you need for your yard, but you can also take some of the value-added agriculture products, which we call specialty foods.
Good deal. Well, we got a couple minutes left, and we got to work something in briefly about the South Carolina State Fair, because I think that's the next big item on your agenda.
I think, and I'm so excited. Of course, you are always a participant and cooking on my stage. What it is in the Canty Building. The South Carolina Department of Agriculture has a pavilion in the Canty Building, and they have been so generous inviting the Specialty Food Association to come and sell their wares, give out tastes of their products for no charge, especially food members, which is wonderful when you're an entrepreneur trying to get your business up going and you just don't have that much money. And I also have the Fresh on the Menu cooking stage. Well, Mark, anybody who's interested, I don't care. I mean, if you may have your favorite recipe, if you want to be a part of it, you just have to let me know. And chefs from all over the state are invited, but we also have specialty foods. We have the peanut board. We have Roy with his beef board. I mean, we have everyone who wants to get up there and talk about your product. It's a commercial for your restaurant or your product. It's a wonderful opportunity. I have four cooking demonstrations a day for the whole 12 days of the fair. So it's a great opportunity, and there's no charge.
Absolutely. We enjoyed it last year. It was really good for us. We sold a lot of product, but we had a lot of fun with the demos. And this year we put in for four. So if we get all of them, I'm going to try to get Kevin and Tim to come in and do a demo.
Wouldn't that be great? That would be awesome.
We could have a ton of fun with that. And if you have some spots that's not taken, maybe we'll try to book in just a couple more.
That'd be great.
Jackie, it's always great to talk to you. Please tell the old salt I say hello.
Thank you, Mark.
We will see you next time. Thanks again, Jackie.
Okay. It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Tim, Jackie's always a pleasure to talk with, and you can tell she's a real pro at that. She does it all the time, and I'm going to jump off and let you talk to Kevin Sanders real quick and take your time.
All righty. Kevin, are you with us today?
Hi, how you doing this evening?
Hey, Kevin. I tell you, I've been looking forward to this interview, talking food with a fellow chef is always a treat for us. So thank you so much for being so patient on the line tonight, and we really look forward to talking to you. Now, folks, if you don't know, Kevin Sanders, unbelievable chef, has probably one of the best jobs out there. I understand that you're cooking for a lot of these pro golfers and these big, huge golfing events. Is that right?
I do cook at the Masters. I don't cook for the golfers, though. I contract through the Azalea Club. And I do private dinners for a lot of the corporate entities that come down to watch the golf.
Oh, wow. So you're out there. I mean, I remember we did a cook-off in Aiken. It was called the Barbecue Masters, or the Masters of Barbecue, and it was in conjunction with the Masters Tournament. And the winner won his nice green apron and all. So I always have a special place in my heart for the Masters. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kevin. Where did you go to culinary school?
I went to the University of South Carolina's Culinary Arts Program. I've been cooking, well, pretty much all my life, and my wife decided that I needed to go to school and learn how to do it right. So I went ahead and enrolled and learned all the secrets to how you're actually supposed to do things.
You know what? And if you talk to a professionally trained chef, they all say that. That's the same thing I said when I went to culinary school is, the first month I learned that I did not know how to cook.
Absolutely.
And I went in there thinking I did, and you really learn. You know, the basics, and when you see the basics and how you prepare these mother sauces and you incorporate them in other dishes, you really realize how much goes behind it. It really does.
Oh, absolutely. You find out quickly that you didn't know how to use a knife. You didn't know which knife to use.
Yeah, absolutely. I still have problems with the tournée and these potatoes. But now each chef has their own type of cooking style. Tell us a little bit about your style. Is it classical? Is it French? Like a house cuisine, or what's your cooking style?
Well, I think pretty much I do a lot of very traditional, very classic Southern with a heavy French influence. And I think most of that influence turns into a lot of butter and cream added to everything. But, yeah, my preference is very classical, very traditional dishes. I like original recipes that don't get altered, don't get adulterated, and just maintaining true traditional dishes.
Well, that's really Charleston's style, the low country style as well. Is that
very much so.
Southern? Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it just, you know, any restaurants down here in Charleston you walk into, you're going to find that. And the food is just out of this world. You know, I remember one of the first lessons I learned in culinary school was the instructor said, off the record, we don't sacrifice flavor for, you know, like healthy options or whatever. You know, if it needs butter and cream, Mount it. You know, so.
Absolutely.
Well, now, yeah. Tell our listeners a little bit, how did you get involved with the Masters and cooking out of this this luscious event?
When I was in the Culinary Arts Program, working with a lot of the chefs, all of my instructors were certified executive chefs. And one of the chefs had been working with a contractor in Augusta for a number of years. I guess I impressed him enough to invite me down the first year before I'd even graduated from the program. I've been doing it since then. That's 7 years, and I get invited back every year. So I guess I do well enough to keep them happy. I'm sorry?
I was saying, it sounds like they love your food.
I haven't had any complaints yet. They keep me pretty busy. I wind up cooking for Rubbermaid, Westinghouse, some of the companies like that.
But now, what type of events do you have coming up maybe the rest of the year or next year?
The barbecue competition that was just being discussed, the Smoke on the Water, I've been invited to cook with a team for that competition. So I'm trying to get a little bit into the barbecue. As far as other events, I'm a personal chef, so I'm available to cook for anybody that wants to hire me.
Well, now, speaking of that, if we want to get in touch with you, how could our listeners get in touch with you? Do you have a website, or can you give us a phone number, some contact
sure.
information for you?
Telephone number is 803-622-8626. And what I generally do for people, I actually come to your home. I bring the food. I bring the pots and pans. I can provide for servers if you want. If you're having a dinner party at home, you don't want to spend your time in the kitchen. You want to spend it with your guests.
Absolutely.
So that's where I can come in, take care of the food. We clean up. When I leave, all you got is your coffee cups, and everything else is washed up and done, and you didn't have to spend all that time in the kitchen.
There you go. You can be the star of the party. Folks, we're talking with Kevin Sanders, one of the premier chefs. He's got well known out at the Masters, cooking for high-end clientele and sponsors. Kevin, before I let you go, got to ask every chef, what do you enjoy most about cooking? Where's your passion lie when it comes to cooking?
You know, I think food has a unique ability to cross every boundary. When you deal with religion or politics, people get very, very jaded. They get very, very controlled with their side. With food, if I put a plate of fried chicken on a table, I don't care what your political background, your religious background, everybody's going to get in and enjoy that.
Right, that's right. And that barbecue crosses those cultural divides as well. I tell you, and you can real. I get an opportunity to travel around the world a good bit, and no matter where you go, or even if you don't speak the language, the common denominator is food, and you can see the smiles on folks' faces. So what you're saying is absolutely true. Well, Kevin, we enjoyed you being with us tonight. If you would, give us that phone number one more time before you go.
Sure. It's 803-622-8626.
Well, there you go, folks. You heard it from yourself. If you're looking for a premier chef to come into your home and to cater your dinner parties, and to just leave your guests astounded with a wonderful, beautiful Southern with a French classical twist to it, contact Kevin Sanders. Chef Sanders, we really appreciate you being on the show tonight. I look forward to seeing you out at the Smoke in the Water.
Absolutely. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you.
Hey, Tim.
All right, Mark.
That's a fast half hour and then a little sun, but we actually have a caller on that I'm going to see if we can get him on now. Caller ending in 6743. Hello?
You know what? I believe that may be Judy out of North Charleston listening to us live. So she may, I don't think she had a question tonight. I think she just wanted to listen to us live. And I think she has some computer issues, so she's listening on the phone. So we'll just say a special hello out to Judy.
Well, you say hello to Judy for us. And Tim, if that's all you've got, we'll go ahead and exit out of here real quick.
Sounds great. Just waiting on that bluegrass.
There you go.